This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Now, see, I did not believe in the whole SHOT Show crud thing, but it has hit me. And I am enjoying it immensely, believe me. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, although I am diminished tonight. But it's Tuesday night, so we're going to go ahead and plow ahead the best we can. And we're going to kick that off by bringing that, well, you know, you heard from him for a week. He killed it for a week with he and his compadres there, and I'm talking about Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
To replace you?
Say again?
It took three or four of us to replace you.
You know...
Well, not replace.
We wanted a weak substitute. Here's what I will say. I'll bet you the next time you do it, it'll be maybe two. And then the next time, because you guys are all finding out that it's really just about, you know, just maintaining a constant flow and everything. It's about repetition. So, I have a high degree of confidence that any one of you, especially you, could do it by yourself if you wanted to.
I appreciate that. Someday we'll give it a try. Won't that be fun?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know you know Zeke Stout, don't you? SDI, Sonara, and Desert Institute.
Yeah.
He tried it, and he's done radio, and he said it was tougher than he wanted it to be, and he's only ever going to do it again if he finds somebody to do it with him. And he's got one of his colleagues is one of the Mandrell sisters' daughters.
Okay.
So she grew up in the business. Yes, grew up in the business. So anyway. It is Self-Defense Gun Stories Night, or whatever Rob brings with us, and I know he's got us a little wild card there. Would you like to kick off, please, sir?
Yeah, let's kick off with the wild card. We'll do gun stories if we have any time left. This one is so riveting to me. It's about a young lady. She goes to college and has a terrible event happen to her that is going to change her life forever. She survived it. But it starts off like a dream story. She gets accepted at Temple University in Philadelphia. I think one of their neuroscience programs. Now, there are a handful of people in the United States that have earned that opportunity. It wasn't a gift. She earned it.
Right.
And we tell women over and over, go achieve. Go take high power, high pressure positions and fill them wonderfully. I think we now graduate more female doctors than male. We're doing a great job at empowering women into the professions. Except if you go to Temple, because Temple gets to choose to be a gun-free zone in Pennsylvania.
Right.
This gal's from Virginia, had her concealed carry permit by the time she left Virginia, and then she was raped off campus. She didn't even bring her gun because she's on campus all the day. So every time she leaves her door and heads to school or back, she knows she has to be disarmed. And she was raped on campus. It really messed her up. It's at the most generous description you could make is it's a horrible assault. It's more personal than that. It's about power. She had to drop out of school because it upset her. It caused her such emotional distress. I'm not calling her a wimp. I'm calling her incredibly strong to survive it. She moves back home, goes to another school in Virginia, someplace close by. So she's living at home, getting therapy, wants to get back at school. Now, she's from Norfolk, so she's used to violence. I mean, she's seen it before, except in Virginia. That college, again, says, no, you can't carry on campus. Old Dominion University, Norfolk, yeah. Virginia. What are we doing? Does it seem like we're baiting women with great education, but you have to endure rape in order to get it? What are we trying to make a pro-rape culture? It just seems offensive to me. We're baiting young women to risk their mental health from sexual assault and then just leaving them out to dry. It breaks my heart. Bill, give me some feedback here. If that were your
How old is she?
She was 20, over 21. How old is she now? I'm guessing 22, 23. By the way, I've reached out to try and get some contacts with her because I thought you might want to interview her. She and I have some, the rape victim. Let's give her a name. Let's call her more than just she.
Sure.
Her name's Savannah Lindquist.
Okay.
You had Shayna Lopez Rivas out of Florida on.
Right.
You've had Shayna on. She knows Savannah. We'll see if we can get her on because she can tell her story better than I can. But you have a daughter. I have a daughter. Oh, it breaks my heart to imagine what could happen to them. My daughter's still in school. This could, you know, I could get a call tonight. Daddy, guess what happened?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I've had Amanda Collins on the show before, too, the girl out of Reno, Nevada. And, I mean, now, she is a scrapper. She is a martial artist. She has testified in numerous venues saying, if I'd had my gun, I would have ended him. And she's been quite, well, how do you know that? And she's, well, because I know how to handle my gun. And this whole setup where they're getting out there and doing this, I mean, there's plenty of college campuses that allow guns on school grounds, and there's plenty of states that have that now. Should that be published, do you think? Should that list be out there so that parents can look at that and say, well, because if I see that, I'm going to be like, well, I carry guns around people every day, and I hang out with people that carry guns. I know exactly how dangerous they are to me. None. So, this is where I would want my child to go to school. Is that a movement we need to maybe try to start?
I think it is. There are 12 states that allow campus carry, flat out. If it's a campus, you can carry there. There are 16 that say you can't. The others in the middle are in the middle, meaning often they leave it up to the school. Some do, some don't. Now, that said, in all it's more complex than that simple three-box description. Some states say state schools are shall issue, but private schools, being private property, can post or not.
Sure.
So there, it comes in all sorts of gradations. But, yes, more and more I'm thinking parents need to look about where their children are going to go to school. We train them for the world. We're going to release them. They need to take care of themselves. You won't be there. Are we then disarming them, making them helpless in their moment of need?
Well, I mean, these colleges, especially the private ones, and we can explore this a little bit more because there's been examples of this, but they are totally dependent upon tuition that they collect.
Amen.
So if we were to hit them in the pocketbook and start some, I mean, like Evergreen University, or where was that university where the redheaded teacher was out there saying, hey, let's get some muscle and get this guy out of there. Their tuition coming in is going down, so I mean.
Oh, yeah, I think that's actually Oklahoma, which was such a surprise.
And maybe something in either Missouri, old Mizzou State.
Oh, yeah, or, no, you go, Mizzou. Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
I don't remember what state that's in, but I mean, they are definitely approachable. But we're headed into the break, so let me tell a little bit about you, if I could, please, sir.
Go.
Rob Morse is a contributing writer to ClashDaily.com and Ammoland.com, in addition to his own blog, the Slow Facts WordPress blog, and he has the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, and he is a part of the Ensemble Cast at Polite Society podcast, and he is a one heck of a fill-in guest host on a radio show. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I never knew it was a thing. Well, I knew it was a thing. I'd heard about it, but I just never had experienced it. I'm going to ask about that in just a minute. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this evening is Rob Morse. Rob, you've been to SHOT Show before, right?
Oh, yeah. A couple of years ago.
Did you come back and get sick when you...
Yeah. No, I dodged that bullet, but the SHOT Show crud is notorious.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, I thought I had dodged it myself, except what has happened now, is this hitting me now?
Well, you entered SHOT Show with walking pneumonia, so
yeah.
You brought your own in case you needed some.
Just in case, yeah. Just in case.
The walking pneumonia is better, but now you think you've got the crud chasing you?
I think.
Oh!
I think.
Okay. I think it's really a left-wing plot to wipe out the gun industry by poisoning everybody who goes to SHOT Show.
I have wondered about that. I have wondered about that one.
Well, it is a doctor's nightmare. Because he goes, look, after you touch everything, wash your hands before you put your hand, eat or... I'm sorry, we're just packed too close, it's too tight, it's too hard. Yeah. Yeah. NRA is the same way, let's face it.
But it's you know, with like NRA, the first two, I didn't have to fly to them. So I had to fly on four airplanes where I'm in a can with a bunch of people that are probably sick. And so with this one, I'll have to fly to the next one. You won't have to. You'll get to drive. So
I'll get to drive.
Yeah.
Did I send you my copy of the reservation so you know where we're staying?
I don't think you have, but that's please do.
I will. You want to jump back to this gal?
Yes.
I had some more thoughts.
Let's jump back to her. Let's give her her due.
Yeah, Savannah Lindquist. I thought she was mature beyond her years. She basically realized that if she stayed at the school where she'd been raped, she was in. She did the right thing. She was taking counseling. She goes, I couldn't stay there and heal. I needed to leave this place.
Right.
She moves back home, continues counseling, but tries to go to school again. And she goes, wait a minute. It feels like I'm setting myself up to be a victim again. And this event didn't happen yesterday. It happened a few months ago. And she goes, she watches the Me Too movement, you know, that was within the last couple of months. And she goes, hey, that's great, except there are all these sexual abusers out there, and all you're doing is throwing out a hashtag.
Right.
How about saying that women should be able to defend themselves to stop assault? I mean, is it more than just cheap words? Like, let us defend ourselves on college campuses. One out of, 23%, about one out of four women claim that they were victims of sexual assault. It's not the same as rape. It's the difference between an attempt and the completion. Just like you and I might be have someone have an attempted robbery but not complete it. Thank goodness.
Yes.
And just... Even one out of four women facing attempted sexual violence is horrible. I don't like it.
Look who most of the main hashtag instigators, who they give money to politically.
Right.
Because most of these guys that were Weinstein and all these other guys, they're big Hillary Clinton fans. They've given her a lot of money over time. They've been bundlers and some other things, too. So they're anti-gun, and I guess I understand why they might be anti-gun, because then Uma Thurman might have shot one of them. I read about Uma Thurman today and Harvey Weinstein. I'm sure that Rose McGowan might would have. So I could see where they'd be anti-gun.
Right. I think for them, they're thinking, why should I arm my victims?
Yeah.
Oh, which just... Oh. Your victims could be my daughter. You, we're not on satellite radio, are we?
No, we got it. We got to be nice on this.
But you understand.
You dirty so-and-so. Those dirty so-and-sos.
Yes, those dirt. And I don't think I'm particularly chauvinistic to think that. I think every parent feels that about her child. Every young woman feels that about their friends that they know are victims. That
sure.
That can't be a feeling unique to me. why do we endure this frustration? And I think you hit on it, Bill, perfectly. We don't see real alternatives. Thank you. I just figured out what I'm going to write about for this week. Why don't we make a list of the real alternatives for women? You know, hi, honey, do you have the grades? Where are you thinking of going? What's that school like? Maybe
you know,
not.
In a lot of ways, I think the entirety of the higher education system needs to be looked at really, really hard because a lot of these kids take on such crippling debt.
Yes.
And they're paying, if they're the ones doing it, or if their parents pay for it, or if they get a scholarship, whatever it is, they're getting money to put them in a dangerous situation. There's plenty of studies about this, and college campuses are not gated communities. I mean, these places where they have gun-free zones, well, there's, you know, and a lot of these colleges also try to control students having guns off campus because they're students.
Right.
Although that doesn't always work out well for them. But, I mean, I think the two things that need to be done is we need to look at, one, what is the true value of a college education? I can see if you're going to be a psychologist, a surgeon, okay, some of these things. But there's a lot of these degrees that you get. I mean, I know lots of people that are doing something well below their degree. I'm sure you do, too.
Right.
The other part is, if there's going to be a college out there, why should I have to? Am I indentured to you? Have I enslaved myself to you to where you can control my behavior? I expect to follow some rules, but I don't expect to be endangered by them.
Right.
So.
Well, and isn't that fascinating? You and I want to hold politicians accountable when they make these wild claims about the safety that they're ensuring with gun-free zones, and we say, show me the numbers. Yet somehow college administrators, provosts, board of governors are given a pass when they make that same claim. And Bill, you've given me my topic for the week. Why do we put up with that lie?
Well, I mean, and most of the time, you know what, we'll pick this up in the next segment before we run out of time. Rob is a writer at AmmoLand, ClashDaily.com, and Slow Facts WordPress, and he's also a member of the Ensemble Cast with Polite Society podcast, and he is the host of Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for seven different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are talking to Rob Morse about, all kinds of things concerning universities and little young ladies that go to universities and how the universities do a few things. I have read that a college freshman is the most likely one to be sexually assaulted. Have you caught that? When they're unfamiliar with the territory and they're still learning their way around, I think it's like the first 18 weeks?
Yes. Well, they're away from home. Somebody invites them out to party. And usually it involves alcohol and a diminished intellectual capacity. Meaning somebody takes advantage of them when they're drunk.
Right.
Dang it. Come on.
Yeah. And,
Savannah's example was very different. She was a senior when this happened. But she did know her attacker. She just figured it was going to become he said, she said. So, yeah. She said no. It just did. She didn't say it at 164 decibels.
Do we have any data to indicate that this is a rising thing? And I'm not out there. I don't think that there is a rape culture amongst men, but I do think that we do have a dynamic in place where you have an institution that says you can't carry a gun because it's about public safety. And then when you get raped on campus, well, I don't know what they say to. What did they say to Savannah when she was raped and she went to them? I mean, did they catch the guy? Is there any justice in that? Is he being prosecuted for this one, that one?
She did not file. She didn't call the police and file charges. She figured there was no evidence. I don't know whether that's wise. I'm a big proponent of, as we say all the time, let the police sort out the criminal activity. So call them, get them involved. If there's no crime, they'll tell you.
Right. But, I mean, that's, they have a rape kit. They have a way of gathering evidence with her.
Well, yes. So she can establish that sexual intercourse happened.
Right.
She can say she said no. There's been a big swing back and forth where, for a while, there was no standard of evidence, really. I had sex and I didn't want to. Was that, I'll call it, because I'm not familiar with the technical terms here, was that buyer's remorse? You know, right. The next day you went, wow, I went cheap. That's embarrassing. Well, did you make consent? Yeah, now it gets sticky. He says yes, she says no. All right. We've seen the standard swing both ways.
Right.
And it's got to be a difficult. Let's face it, you're talking about young people away from home, perhaps not acting as cautiously as they should. As you pointed out, once they gain some life experiences, this doesn't happen as often.
So, yeah, that's bad that she didn't. Now, with what happened in Virginia, do we know anything about that beyond what we, you know, the headline?
You mean what happened to Savannah Lindquist when she went back home and then went to school in Virginia?
Yes, sir.
Well, nothing happened. There were no further assaults. She continued to receive therapy. She goes, but here I am. I know I'm in a fragile state. I'm living at home in therapy, trying to go back to school. And it's a real issue every time, you know, she can carry off campus. But, hi, you're going to be disarmed every time you go to a class, every time you go to a lab, every time you go to an on-campus event. And she doesn't feel safe. And she's
right.
Got to wrap her head around that. I wish there were a campus nearby that gave her an alternative. And as you point out, that's the real test. That's where we should be looking.
You know, the other thing that I look at, like with SDI, when they were a sponsor, they, you know, they're a virtual college.
Right.
They do have places where you can go to get some hands-on experience, but most of the time it's convenient to the student and not so much about an academic location.
Right.
So that becomes the next thing to consider. Do they need to actually go to school, physically go to school,
right,
to get an education? And I could see where that would be challenging for somebody to remain motivated for 4 years day in and day out when you're just getting up and getting on your laptop in your room and doing what you got to do. But, I mean, if it comes down to the safety of our children.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there are lots of, I'll call them hybrid programs, where you'll take, for one, a preponderance of your lower division courses at a local junior college.
Right.
You can get your basic English, math, history out of the way. Maybe even your maybe even some of the beginning sciences. The chemistry, math, fine. But then once you specialize in your field, you're off. Some of that you can do online, but often they want some to see you some of the time. All right,
right,
that might not be bad. Certainly safer, an interesting approach, as you point out. That's probably safer than going off to Big State U and getting thrown in for those ugly first 18 weeks.
Well, you know, I never did that. So I never had to sit back and wonder about that. But, you know, it's your kid, and especially with today's kids. Today's kids are a whole different breed than you and me. I mean, when we were growing up, there was only three TV channels. And if we wanted to, you know, the highlight of our life was being able to ride our bike to school. So, and at a very early age, you know, I'd ride my bike to school in elementary school.
Isn't that odd, Bill? That
yeah.
We think we're so sophisticated, but now there are local cities that will arrest you if you have your kids ride the public transport.
Yeah. So where you and I had to grow up being a little self-sufficient.
Right.
They're not, and then they get shipped off to where, you know, to school. Some school where they don't know anybody. They don't live at home anymore. They're just going there. They're just trying to get along to get with whoever they can. And then the unthinkable happens to them. And then who do they have no one to turn to for comfort initially. And do they have the, you know, the wherewithal to think to themselves, okay, I'm going to get me some. I'm going to turn. I know who did this. All right, bring the rape kit. Do all this stuff. Yeah, I'll test. You know, that's sort of a foreign language to them.
It is. Do you remember, and you brought her name up earlier, Amanda Collins, when she testified and she said, I wanted a firearm to protect me at school.
Yep.
And one of the legislators, I think a woman of all people.
Hodeck. This was in Colorado, yeah.
Well, no, was it who said, oh, I'm glad you didn't have your gun. It would have been used against you.
Yep.
And Amanda turns around and
says, she was one
of
the ones that resigned. She resigned. She wasn't recalled, yes. But they were getting ready to recall her, and she resigned.
Yeah, and the legislator says, it would have been used against you. Amanda goes, no, he not brought his gun. He didn't need mine.
Yep.
Wow.
she was a firebrand. She still is. I mean, and you listen to her talk, she sounds like a child. But she, when I had her on the show, she was pregnant. So she has moved on, and she's a martial artist. She carries a gun still everywhere she goes. She did, and, you know, the guy ended up, I think, getting killed. Or he graduated being a serial killer from that. So if she'd actually shot him, she would have been saving the world a great deal of trouble. But
anyway. He raped another gal after Amanda and then raped and killed somebody. So,
Everything is everything. Before we run out of time. You can catch Rob Morse. You can catch him online in print, if you will. Slowfax WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, AmmoLand. You can catch him online on audio through the Polite Society podcast and or Self Defense Gun Stories. You should be subscribed to both. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live tonight from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse as we discuss. I think we should just try to go take over the Department of Education and just start doing a few executive memos. What do you think?
Let's raise an army to do that.
Sure.
All ready? I want to start with some self-defense gun stories
sure.
to help raise that army, you think?
Let's do that.
Okay, this one comes from Worcester, Ohio. And it's to me, it's about the fascinating thing is what didn't happen. It's another everyman story. Your fiancé left some of her things at her old apartment that she rented. She asks you to go by and pick some of them up. You get there after dark, let yourself in, and you see a stranger in the place. Who are you? And you notice that some of her things have been moved around. You yell, "What's going on?" This is a squatter. He broke into her home. He's been there for a couple days. He grabs a bottle and hits you in the head with it. Well, that's, by the way, the bottles that you see on the movies that somebody gets hit with, they break and they shrug it off. That's stage magic. It hurts to get hit in the head with a bottle. You're bleeding. Fortunately armed. You shoot your attacker in the stomach. I bet you didn't use their sights. You back out of the house. You call police. You take an ambulance ride. So does your attacker. And think about it. Okay, zero time to think. Words didn't work. You're backing up. Whoever walked through that door was going to be attacked by a crazy man with any tool he had. And thank goodness it wasn't your fiance. Unless she was armed and on her game, somebody was going to get hurt who walked through that door. It was a man trap waiting to happen. And from the outside, it looks like an empty house. There's no warning. This isn't your, I walked into the, you know, the dark alley behind the convenience store at 3 a.m. Nothing like that. Wow. Wow. Bill, you see stories like this. Is that what you and your friends who go shooting talk about? This is what reality looks like?
Yeah.
JT probably tells you a lot of stories not too different than this.
Yeah. The thing about life is that life is stranger than fiction, to use the cliche. So, yeah, that there's not too much that surprises me. It will make my eyebrows go up, without a doubt, with some of these weird things that you hear about or you see about.
And that one's pretty interesting in and of itself. So that's
is it weird or is it just, oh yeah, all those homeless people, it's wintertime, they're looking for a place to stay. You're not in your house very often, they'll break in and squat. When you come back in, you've probably got a problem because you're dealing with somebody who's mentally unstable or on drugs, right?
Sure. Well,
boom,
yeah,
in your face right now.
Yeah. To be honest with you, at one point, me and my friends used to go to this place pre-military where it was a, you know, dilapidated house, and it never occurred to me that we should be looking in this house to see if anybody was taking shelter in this house. We would just shoot at the house, but we were...
Oh, you know, wow!
Yeah, we were like 22 years old at the time. We could see most of everything in it. That's how dilapidated it was. And we primarily shot at this girder that was a cross member, and I was amazed at the difference between the 357 Magnum hitting it versus a 45 ACP, which were the only two guns I had. Now, the 45 ACP barely seemed to dent it, but, you know, now, of course, when I go shoot, we're shooting out in the wilderness almost. We shoot at JT's, at the range for his law enforcement organization that he's a member of. And I know the closest thing to us is another shooting range, so.
Right.
And I have actually thrown the drone up in the air, and I have looked around at what's around us. And
interesting.
From the impact area, which is in a depression, we'd have to be launching mortars to try to hit somebody from it. That is actually a very safe area to shoot. But I threw the drone up there one time to get some shots of the surrounding area. And it's fairly remote out there. The closest thing to us in line of sight is an abandoned quarry.
Well, I've shot in quarries. I've shot in some desert washes. You know, you see pictures of them.
Yeah.
It looks like flat desert. And there's this deep 15 to 25 foot drop off, boom, into a river wash. It's a perfect berm. It's virtually 360, except you've got your car down in there. And it's wonderful because you can really do some maneuvering. In some sense, though, we're talking about a different situation where, hi, boom, and you have to present probably from the hip because there's one hand's up trying to keep you from getting hit in the head again.
Right.
Which we forget that. Another story I did, a couple own a liquor store, and guys come in to rob it. They attack the girl. Usually they attack the guy first. The girl was behind the counter. They attacked. They may not even notice this guy off to the side. The two thugs are aiming for the money. Okay, now you have to go defend your partner with a distant shot while she's nearly arm to arm with an attacker.
Right.
So that's a precision shot while your heart's beating really fast. And the other one's a shot where somebody's right on top of you. You're not even going to raise the gun up and see sight. So it's the gun from your hip. And you never know. All I'm trying to do is sensitize us and our audience that's reality. Practice at every distance. Practice at every speed. You could need any of it.
Well, and a lot of these guys do talk that stuff. And I mean, like when I talk to hunters that are going to start carrying a gun for self-defense, the first thing I know is that they're going to master the long-distance shot with the handgun because they're very slow and deliberate with what they do, which I think is sort of a strength coming
yes.
into it. I don't really practice that much with long shots, although at SHOT Show I was shooting at one that was 25 yards away.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hitting it. I was hitting it just fine. And I have no reason to believe that a 25-yard shot is going to be difficult to do now because, you know, that's 75 feet. I did it. I'm good to go.
Right.
So I have a high degree of confidence with that. But with a lot of people that train, you know, and they're training for close-in fighting, 7 feet, that distance, just that stretch is sort of daunting for them. And I think it becomes a mental thing. But
Well, it is a different shot. It is a different skill.
Right.
The timing changes and we can be flexible. And every time you think you've got one down, hey, just mix it up a little bit.
Sure.
You're flexible that way.
Sure. I am going to start practicing a little more with the long distance shooting. And I'm going to practice it with every gun I've got. Which I'm starting to spread that across the platforms. I've got some hammer fired, some striker fired, and I'm going to try that with all of them because I do change. I change what I'm carrying based upon what I'm wearing, where I'm going, yes.
I've wondered about that. You know, I'm kind of a master one gun, be dangerous with one gun.
Sure.
I can shoot lots of things for fun. Do you think that makes you a better shooter? Do you find it a challenge to master multiple platforms?
No, I just think when I've talked to these guys about my ISIS welcome wagon bag, and let me try to make this quick because we're about to run out of time.
All right, gotcha.
They have told me that I may need to pick up their stuff. You know, like if I pop some guy in the melon, I may need to pick up that guy's stuff because I'm just, you know, I'm out for afternoon and I'm just carrying for self-defense. So in the event that I have to start scavenging equipment, I need to know how to run the equipment. So getting out there and learning the other platforms, which, you know, there's only three that I'm concerned with: striker fire, double action, single action, and single action. So
sure,
that does work out okay for me so far. But before we run out of time, Rob Morse, you can find his writings at Slow Facts WordPress blog, at Ammoland, where he's a featured writer, at ClashDaily.com. You can listen to him at Self Defense Gun Stories. You can listen to him here on Tuesday nights or when I'm away. And you can listen to him as a member of the Ensemble Cast at the Polite Society Podcast. Thank you for joining me. I know you got some administrative work to do now, so I will leave you to it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right. Hour number 2 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.